As we open up to our higher witness, as we open up to our higher expansion, as we open up to our higher self, we want to allow the light to assimilate. We want to allow the light to orchestrate. We want to allow the light to reign supreme. So when we allow the light to reign supreme, that means we are dropping the effect of past. We are dropping which way to go. What they mean by that is our ego is going to have preferences. The ego is going to have performance, programmed assurances. So it thinks it knows the way. But we want to remember that love is the master teacher. Love is the master voice. Love is the master counterpart that we're now receiving. So we want to allow that exchange of assurance, that exchange of pastime, that exchange of true promotion to occur without like trappings, without injury, without false stirrings. In essence, we want to just say yes. We want to allow the flow. So when you think of like that flow, you're not resisting. You're not holding on to a branch of a tree so that you can't flow. You're really relaxing and letting go and allowing that assimilation to occur naturally, because that assimilation is going to change your life. Because remember, we've been living the falsified self. It's like the ego has been living through us. And so that's in the past. That's the old analogy. That's the old paradigm that we're now proceeding. In other words, we're going beyond it. We're passing by it. Just think of like driving on a highway. And it's like you passed an old exit. I used to live there and my car almost wants to veer off, but I know better now. So we want to have that feeling of knowing better now, meaning that there's a higher voice, there's a higher placement, there's a higher residence for all of us to witness. So when we're saying higher, it's not suggesting that there are others that can be lower. It's really just about where we have been entitled to, where we have been processed, meaning where we're focused. And so as we're focused on the light, as we're dreaming in our very best, we're opening up to our true essence. We're opening up to our true domain. We're opening up to our true establishment of life. Because remember, we're moving into our destiny. We're moving into that quantum field of life where it's sort of like we're birthing anew. But to birth anew, we have to be willing to drop the past. So all of the past signage, where we're still suffering, where we're still beating ourselves up, where we're still beating up another, where we're still ruminating over whatever occurred, that's a sign of yesterday. That's a sign of like no beginning. Like just think of a cul-de-sac, or you think you're getting somewhere and it says dead end. Like it's just going nowhere. So allow yourselves to be introduced to the new persuasion, to the new glance, to the new freeway, to the new entrance. So when they're saying entrance, there is an opening that is so beautiful, that is so marvelous, and it's like a breath of fresh air. But we want to welcome that. We want to gaze into that. We want to prioritize that, because what happens is love and fear. You cannot serve two masters. So when we open up to our truest essence, to our truest stature, to our truest homecoming, there really is nothing else. And so that's where we're learning to turn the other cheek, in that, you know, mud for mud, eye for an eye. We've all been doing that. So there's no blaming anybody else out there. It's all us. And so we're learning as time goes by that we can move into timelessness. We can move into our true statement. We can move into our true allowance at last. So allow yourselves to be given that change of a heart. So that change of a heart is remembering our true nature is our heart. Our true nature is our oneness. And so we're allowing, that's something that whole idea of oneness, our mind's never going to understand that. It's not like an intellectual. What does that mean? It's an experience that we're about to assume. So some of us have been like tapping into it. And it's like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. How do I maintain that? How do I allow that to press upon me always? Well, how you do it is you let go of the false riddle. You let go of the false assurance. So the false assurance is the ego's like, oh, this is going to help you. This is really going to be for your highest and best good. But remember, it's like all we're doing is hurting ourselves every time we forget to jump. And when they're saying forget to jump, it's like moving in to the higher emphasis, the higher authorization. So again, when they're saying higher, to be honest, it's like the veil is actually within. So what we're really doing is opening our chest up, and we're opening up our chest wide. So allow yourselves to begin anew. So when they're saying begin anew, how would I say it? It's almost like you don't even know where you're going. And it's inviting, it's enhancing, it's exciting, and it's a little bit, like, what would be that word? Kind of fearful, but if we can make that fearful exhilarating. So when you get an amusement park ride, it can be a little apprehensive, but it's also thrilling, it's also exciting. And so the more that we welcome in the excitement of the unknown, so we want to remember, the ego is going to like, we want safety, we want comfort, we want the unknown, we want the known, no matter how miserable we may be. And so we're learning how to take a chance, how to spring forth, how to resurrect ourselves in our new ensemble, in our new vibration, in our new allowance. So allow yourselves to easily self-adjust. So when we're sharing self-adjust, everyone is spreading out. So just feel that energetically, where your auric field could have been very constricted. And so now it's stretching out wide. Now it's allowing all to be assured. Now it's allowing all to be included. Because remember, we're not really the individual. We're not really the body. So we're moving into that I am presence that covers everything. And so the more that we can stretch out far and wide, the more that we can allow that increase of love's vibration at last, we move into our destiny, we move into our homeland, we move into our I am presence, we move into our ascension. So again, our ascension is allowing the past to be no more. And so, how would I say it? It's like going beyond, I don't want to say our comfort zone because we all know what that means, but going beyond what was or what used to be or what we thought was relevant into a new atmosphere, a new presence, a new welcoming, a new gifting. And so when receiving this, it's like just imagine that you are in a place of honor. In other words, there's a ceremony and all the masters are helping you discover the truth of self. All of the masters are helping you discover the truth of your divine presence. And so the more that you can feel that, to really recognize there is this extraordinary truth that's about to be self-revealed. There's extraordinary presence of light that's about to come into its fullest flame. So anything where you kind of capture the embers of the heart, you capture the embers of the new approach, you capture the embers of the joy inside. So this is like the peace that passes all understanding. It's not that the drama of the world has changed, it's that your consciousness has shifted. And so what you experience in this reality is quite, what would be that word? They're saying Christ fulfilled, but every time we say Christ, it's a little confusing to people. So it's really who we are without the ego, without the individual I concept. And so that's what's being addressed, that's what's being emphasized, that's what's being shown, that's what's being carried, that's what's being escorted. So when they're saying shown, it's not a physical showing, it's an energetic presence. So what we're feeling is that energetic allowance, that energetic orchestration, that energetic joy. They keep saying joy. And so we tend to put happiness on people, places, and things. Well, I'm happy if I have money. I'm happy if I'm healthy. I'm healthy. So it's not a happy that's dependent upon. So that's what we're learning. We're learning to sing our own song. We're learning to be joyous within our own heart, within our own discovery of self. Because again, as we open up to our divinity, as we open up to our Christ union, then everything that's ready to join us is like available, present, simply waiting for us to join. So it's like it's not waiting. We're not waiting for anything else. In other words, it's waiting for our signal of readiness. And our signal of readiness is taking ourselves back, is opening up to our full estate, is opening up to our heart. And so as we do that, as we drop the heart and heart, as we drop the past, we can't help but avoid, we can't help but turn into this new vibrational self. And so this new vibrational self is already here. It's already self-adjusted. It's already alive. As we will offer our recognition. So just imagine your higher self hanging by your side. Are you escorting her or him? Are you listening? Are you integrating? Or are you simply following the old voice? And so that's where we're learning the new lifestyle. That's where we're learning the new sequencing. That's where we're learning our new gifting at last. So allow yourselves to enjoy. There's that joy again. They keep emphasizing that. Joy, joy, joy being the new season. Joy being God. Joy being the resurrection. Joy being the Christ within. Joy being our true self. So receive, receive, receive. And again, everything that is in our atmosphere that is attractive to us, in other words, vibrationally in alignment, as we receive that joy, as we receive that new vibration, then what we call forth, what we're able to hold is of a new quality, is of a new decision, is of a new life. So really feel the power of that, the orchestration of that, that you're not helpless, that you're not a victim. It has nothing to do with what anyone's done or said or whatever it is. It all has to do with your willingness to operate out of your light, to operate out of your kindest assurance, to operate out of your new voice eternal. So really feel how it's literally all within self. It's all in your lap. No one can slow you down. Not remotely possible. So receive, receive, receive with joy. they really are emphasizing that joy today. And so it is.